And Chairman, given the CBA clash, I just beg your indulgence to ask one last question, if that's okay. I did communicate with the company secretary about avoiding the clash, and she was unable to arrange a 10 o'clock start. So just one more, if that's okay, Chairman. And
go ahead, Stephen.
Look, our market cap is stocks off another 8 cents this morning. It's down to below 2.5 billion. Yet the audited accounts say we're worth 5 billion. Roger Corbett's the new chair of the Audit and Risk Committee. At Woolworths, where Roger came from, they claim net assets of 6.3 billion when the market cap is 35 billion. So Roger's history is massively understating the assets in the audited accounts. Yet over here at Fairfax, we're 2.5 billion over the odds in terms of what we say we're worth. Clearly, with 6.5 billion in intangibles on the balance sheet, and after our recent acquisition binge, the reality of where we are, and this is just a case of no one saw this coming, but we are where we are, is that the intangibles are clearly not reflective of the reality. And we can't keep valuing the Age and the SMH at old world valuations, not acknowledging the fundamental re-rating of newspaper values in particular and radio licences around the world. So I'm interested in hearing from Roger as the Chairman of the Audit Committee and from the Auditor Chris George as to how we can continue to not face up to reality and continue to pretend that this $6.5 billion of intangibles is actually just bears no resemblance with the reality of where we are at today.
I'll ask David Kirk to answer that.
Yeah, I'm happy to make a comment on that and then others can follow up if necessary, but your analysis is just wrong, Stephen. We value the assets of the company are valued according to their cash-generating capability, and they're valued twice a year, as public companies need to report their results twice a year, half-yearly and full-year. And, of course, we had a very full audit and we had a very full valuation of all of our businesses on the basis of their long-term cash-generating capability. And there are a lot of changes going on in media around the world, and it was, of course, appropriate to look in a very detailed way at the cash-generating capability of our assets. And there's no doubt in the auditor's mind or the management or the board's mind that when the assets were looked at in this detail, that they could support the book values. Now, the fact of the matter is the share market trades every day and share prices go up and down, and we all know that. And the whole market, all over the world, are very far down, as far as they have been down in many cases for many, many years. Now, you can't just value assets and businesses on one point and one part of one cycle. It's the long-term value of the business and their market positions and the cash they can generate. In the end, the value of the business comes back to the cash it can generate. And that's what we've looked at, and we've looked at in great deal of detail with our auditors, and our auditors are very comfortable that the book value of the assets fully reflects their value.